Matthew chapter 28. Late in the night after the Sabbath, as dawn drew on to the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came with the other Mary to take a look at the tomb. And behold, a severe earthquake took place, for the angel of the Lord had come down from heaven, and had come and rolled back the stone from the entrance, and he was sitting on it, and his appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white like snow. But those on guard shook with fear of him, and became as if dead. However, the angel reacted and said to the women, "Don't you fear, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and look, he will go on ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. There you are, I have told you." So they went out from the tomb quickly, with fear and great joy, and they ran to report it to his disciples. But as they were going to report it to his disciples, behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they went up to him and took hold of him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to depart for Galilee, and that they will see me there." Now as they went, what happened was that some members of the guard went to the city and reported to the senior priests everything that had happened. And they gathered with the elders and held counsel. And they gave the soldiers a good sum of money, and they said, "Say, his disciples came at night and stole him while we were sleeping. And if this should catch the ear of the governor, we will persuade him and ensure you are not in trouble." And they took the money, and they did as they had been instructed. And this account has spread about among the Jews up to the present day. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had commanded them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus went up to them, and he spoke to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on the earth is given to me. Go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to keep everything I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you every day until the consummation of the age." Amen.